Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
चैट जीपीटी नाम की एक नई कृत्रिम मेधा यानी आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस की तकनीक निजता और डिजिटल मूल्यों को लेकर एक नई बहस को जन्म दे रही है। इटली वो पहला पश्चिमी देश बन गया है जिसने इस तकनीक पर प्रतिबंध लगा दिया है, लेकिन दूसरों का तर्क यह है कि इस तकनीक का प्रयोग मानवीय विवेक लगाकर सही कार्यों के लिए भी किया जा सकता है। क्या है ये नया सॉफ्टवेयर और क्या हमें इसकी चिंता करने की आवश्यकता है? इस सॉफ्टवेयर का निर्माण माइक्रोसॉफ्ट द्वारा समर्थित कंपनी ओपन एआई ने किया है। वे इसका वर्णन करते हुए कहते हैं कि ये एक ऐसी मेधा है जो निर्देशों का पालन कर एक विस्तृत प्रतिक्रिया देता है। प्रोफेसर टिमोथी मिलर यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ मेलबर्न में एक आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस विशेषज्ञ हैं। वे समझाते हैं कि ये कार्यक्रम भाषाई मॉडल्स का इस्तेमाल कर टेक्स्ट आधारित प्रतिक्रियाएं दे सकता है।
All that large language models really do at a high level is they sort of have relationships about what words occur close to each other. In other words, how likely it is that a sentence would be produced from the data that it's trained on. And in the terms of ChatGPT, the data it's trained on is basically the internet.
Professor Miller एक उदाहरण भी देते हैं।
I want you to complete this sentence that I'm about to give you, okay? Okay, the woman ran up the
hill.
Very good, right? Hill. So when you said that there, that hill was probably the first that came to mind. And there's probably a few words that other people might choose. Stairs, for example, might be another one. But mostly you're going to choose words like hill, stairs, things that people run up. You're not really likely to say the woman ran up the banana. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't occur on the internet very often. And so effectively models like ChatGPT are doing exactly that. They're trying to figure out, given a sequence of words, what's the next word that, you know, basically the average of the internet might say if we put all of the internet together.
ये सॉफ्टवेयर कई प्रकार से प्रयोग किया जा सकता है। इसमें ईमेल का त्वरित जवाब देना और दूसरे प्रकार का लेखन करना, रिज्यूमे लिखना या बड़े लेख को छोटे में लिखना शामिल हैं। लेकिन इस सॉफ्टवेयर में निजता को लेकर चिंताएं हैं, क्योंकि ओपन एआई इस बारे में कोई जानकारी नहीं देता कि लोगों की जानकारी कहां रखी जा रही है या इसका किस तरह प्रयोग किया जा रहा है। इटली के स्वतंत्र निजता नियामक गुरांटे ने कंपनी पर आरोप लगाया है कि वे उपभोक्ताओं की उम्र की पुष्टि नहीं कर रही है। उन्होंने कंपनी की ये कहकर भी निंदा की है कि उनके पास अपने चैटबॉट को प्रशिक्षित करने के लिए लोगों की निजी जानकारी रखने का कोई कानूनी आधार नहीं है। प्रोफेसर मिलर का कहना है कि ये चिंताएं वाजिब हैं।
I can ask it some pretty technical questions. That's all that it's doing. And so it's prone to getting it wrong. And therefore, if it's prone to get it wrong, you really have to be able to verify the output that comes out if you're going to use it for anything meaningfully. So getting back to the jobs idea, it's kind of a bit of a stretch to say this will replace jobs because, you know, somebody has to decide what the prompt is. Somebody has to be able to verify that this is useful or correct a lot of the time. And so it's really going to be, you know, just a tool that people use, I suspect, rather than some intelligent being that replaces people.
Professor Jeannie Patterson, University of Melbourne में निजता विशेषज्ञ हैं और Center for AI and Digital Ethics की सह निदेशक भी हैं। उनका कहना है कि निजी जानकारी को रखने की जानकारी की कमी ना ही केवल निजता का हनन है, पर ये किसी की आस्था पर भी वार हो सकता है।
This is a technology that has the capacity to analyze the data that's collected and then use that information back to us, and that can be used in the commercial interests of the person who's providing the technology or the political interest of a person who's providing the technology. So that sort of concern about, you know, prompting extreme political views and nudging people to political commercial decisions, I think is really problematic.
Professor Patterson ka kehna hai ki nijata kanoon mein takniki parivartanon ke anusar badlav hote rehna bahut aavashyak hai. Unhone halanki saath hi yeh bhi kaha ki hame nijata aur takneek ke saath apne sambandh par punarvichar karna hoga.
Generally, what we have at the moment is in the Privacy Act is what we call principles-based regulation. The Privacy Act is a set of principles, and it's been deliberately designed that way so that we can respond to changing technology. And we also need to have a better understanding about why privacy is important. So often people, when you talk to them about privacy, go, oh, well, who worries about privacy now? We've already given everything to Facebook. Why should we worry? Well, we may have given everything to Facebook, but that is precisely the reason to worry. And it's also the reason not to, you know, give away more information.
चैट जीपीटी ने कॉपीराइट और शैक्षिक नैतिकता पर भी बहस शुरू कर दी है. मीडिया रिपोर्टों की माने तो यूनिवर्सिटी अब नकल पकड़ने वाले सॉफ्टवेयर टर्निट इन पर ये पकड़ेंगी कि किस छात्र ने कार्य पूरा करने के लिए चैटबॉट का प्रयोग किया है. हालांकि यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ सिडनी, डीकन यूनिवर्सिटी और मोनाश यूनिवर्सिटी जैसे संस्थान इस सॉफ्टवेयर के प्रयोग से बचते नजर आ रहे हैं. इन तीनों विश्वविद्यालयों से जारी हुए वक्तव्य के अनुसार वे छात्रों को नैतिक रूप से कृत्रिम मेधा का प्रयोग करना सिखाना चाहते हैं और वे चाहते हैं कि छात्र तकनीक को एक समग्र परिप्रेक्ष्य में देखें. प्रोफेसर मार्गरेट बियरमैन डीकन यूनिवर्सिटी के सेंटर फॉर रिसर्च एंड असेसमेंट इन डिजिटल लर्निंग यानी क्रेडल में कार्यरत हैं. वे कहती हैं कि वे संस्थान के निर्णय लेने की प्रक्रिया में तो शामिल नहीं थी, लेकिन उन्हें नहीं लगता कि कृत्रिम मेधा बड़े स्तर पर बच्चों की मेहनत की जगह ले पाएगी. प्रोफेसर बियरमैन कहती हैं कि अब यूनिवर्सिटी को और रचनात्मक तरीके के अभ्यास तैयार करने होंगे जिनसे नकल की गुंजाइश भी कम की जा सके.
Gen AI is going to be out there in the workplace. And I spoke to someone on the tram. They said, oh, my boss is writing a policy using ChatGPT. So if people in workplaces are using ChatGPT and people are using in their daily lives, our students need to be able to navigate that world. And I think it's about time that our assessments started to match this world that they're going to be entering into. And we've had some disconnect with that for some time, I'd say.
Professor Bierman zor dekar kehti hai ki kritrim medha keval samanya uttar hi de sakti hai. Shodh kiye huye samikshak vishleshan nahi. उनका कहना है कि ये नए उपकरण छात्रों को अपनी बुद्धिमत्ता का प्रयोग करने के लिए नए रास्ते भी तो दिखा सकते हैं.
So within this framework, you know, I can see a lot of use for working with something like Gen AI to get people to critically interrogate their own views. Is what the Gen AI returning, is that reasonable? What are the problems with it? You can ask the Gen AI to critique itself, but you as a student as well could start to bring in something we call evaluative judgment to make sense of whether that is a reasonable thing to say or not a reasonable thing to say. And that is not necessarily a clear-cut thing either. We're talking about critical thinking here. We're not talking about black and white answers.
अब ये चिंताएं भी सामने आ रही हैं कि ये नई तकनीक सार्वजनिक संचार या पत्रकारिता जैसे उद्योगों में लोगों की जगह ना ले ले. प्रोफेसर मिलर नहीं मानते कि ऐसा होगा. हाँ, लेकिन ये तकनीक इन उद्योगों की सूरत जरूर बदल सकती है. उनका कहना है कि तकनीक के पास ना ही निर्णय लेने की क्षमता है और ना ही समीक्षा करने की, जिससे मानव पुट हमेशा ही जरूरी रहेगा.
These are simple things that people could have, that they should have thought about well in advance. I mean, it's to be honest, it's flabbergasting that they didn't think through some of these things. It's really surprising. There's been plenty of people talking about this for a long time. So I would say from a sort of, you know, consumer protection point of view, if you're taking, storing people's data, it should be very clear whether you're storing it, if it is, what you're storing it, when you're storing it, what are you using it for, how long are you going to store it for? Those are all very basic privacy, I guess, principles that they haven't seemed to thought it through. And I wouldn't say it's because it's new. I would say it's because it was rushed out without really thinking about those concerns.
इलॉन मस्क और कृत्रिम मेधा के विशेषज्ञों ने प्रशिक्षण देने वाली एआई व्यवस्थाओं पर तब तक रोक लगाने की मांग की है जब तक इनके विकास के लिए सही नियम नहीं बना दिए जाते. SBS न्यूज से कैट्रियोना स्टीरार्ट की इस खबर को SBS हिंदी से आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया है वृषाली जैन ने.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.